It's time for Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Pam, thanks so much for joining me again.
Hey, Ben. Great to be back. Thank you.
So we have some more questions. This one's a bit of a long one, but it's a good one for sure. This person says, women's health is a hot topic. There is a lot to talk about around pre-menopause, with it being so much harder for folks to see a doctor, let alone get any sort of labs done. What can you suggest women do in the interim? There has to be supplements to aid women who are experiencing the never-ending list of ailments that come along with this stage in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're definitely right. We are hearing more and more about perimenopause and menopause. You know, in Nova Scotia, there are more than 350,000 women over the age of 40 right now. So we are talking about a huge number of people that this is or has impacted. This question focused on perimenopause, which is that time of transition sort of leading up to menopause. Perimenopause begins on average about 4 years before menopause and typically when a woman is in her mid-40s. Normally, lab testing for perimenopause or menopause is actually not required. So diagnosis is typically established based on the patient's age and, you know, typical symptoms that we would expect of perimenopause and menopause. You know, of course, there are exceptions to this, but as a general rule, lab work really isn't necessary. There is evidence to support use of some treatments to assist with perimenopausal symptoms, like those genitourinary syndrome of menopause or vasomotor symptoms, those hot flashes that a lot of us know about, or night sweats as well. You know, these therapies, though, do require a proper assessment and prescription. So, you know, once that initial diagnosis is confirmed by a physician or nurse practitioner, you know, from a pharmacy perspective, your pharmacy team can then help continue that therapy. We can provide renewals, adjust therapy if needed to help control those symptoms if you don't have a regular doctor or nurse practitioner. So, you know, as far, you know, the second part of that was on supplementation, but there's actually very little evidence to support the use of complementary alternative medicines. So those phytoestrogens, herbs, other supplements don't really have a clear benefit in relieving symptoms when you look at the evidence when compared with placebo. And you do have to always use caution because there can be drug interactions between some of those and other medications as well. There are small studies that show some benefit with some of them, but typically they're short-term trials with smaller sample sizes. Mind-body practices like yoga and mindfulness, meditation may provide some relief for some people as well. So when it comes to those supplements, certainly there may be some that work for some people that don't work for others. So you can definitely chat with your pharmacist about options that are available. What we do know is that it is important to maintain an adequate intake, if we're talking supplements, of both calcium and vitamin D to help keep those bones strong. And then, of course, exercise, especially weight-bearing exercise, can also help with this. The government did announce that they would be establishing Canada's first menopause center of excellence in Nova Scotia, which is intended to be a dedicated women's health clinic to help manage symptoms that we see during that perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause stage. So, you know, obviously in pharmacy, we are very, and in healthcare in general, we'd be really excited to see how this ends up progressing because it's obviously a much needed resource that would benefit so many women.
Right on. Yeah, for sure. There's another question here, Pam. What should I do if I miss a dose of my daily medication? I guess this could vary, depends on what kind of medication you're taking, right?
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, as a general rule, it is advised typically to take that missed dose as soon as you remember and then just, continue on with your regular schedule. If you are close to your next dose of that medication, though, you will want to skip that dose and just return to your regular schedule. Like you mentioned, Ben, And there are going to be exceptions to this. We often get calls on this. So we definitely make sure that you feel free to contact your pharmacy team if you happen to forget a dose and you're wondering how to navigate that. You know, because like free medications to be as effective, as we want them to be for you, it's really important that they are taken as prescribed. So the more on track we can keep them, the better effect they're going to have for you. So, as an aside to that question, if you do find yourself missing doses, often, there are certainly solutions available that your pharmacy team can help you with. We can work with you to simplify your medication regimen in some cases. There may be combination pills available where you only have to take, one tablet instead of multiple. And there may be similar medications that could be taken less frequently than the one that you're taking now. The other option that pharmacy teams have available is putting your medications into compliance packaging to help keep you on track as well. That's actually a free service that we have specifically at our pharmacy and one that helps many of our patients. We certainly do a lot of compliance packaging. So certainly reach out to your pharmacy team if you find yourself missing those doses of your medications to see how they might be able to help.
Yeah, that can for sure be helpful. Great. Well, thank you so much, Pam.
No problem, Ben. Thank you.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.